Welcome to Provoking Possibilities, where we reflect on pivotal life moments, ask thought-provoking questions, and dream up new possibilities for living a life you love that may be a little out of your current reality. I'm Lauren Best, a certified hypnotherapist and provoker of possibility, and I've created this podcast for people who are curious about exploring new ways of living, who are looking to connect deeper with their bodies, their intuition, their hearts, and then known, and who are really ready to just embrace their most authentic selves, to move into flow and into alignment. There is just so much that is possible for us when we open ourselves up to exploring new possibilities beyond our wildest imagination. So if you're ready and curious to begin exploring new possibilities, join me every week for a new episode of Provoking Possibilities on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. I'm so excited to be joined with a new friend of mine, Nazira Ahmed, and she is based out of India. She's the founder of Energy Architect and executive coach with over 21 years. She is like, I think she's my new idol, actually, because she has just transformed so much and leads with so much heart. We've met and connected through a collaboration book that we're both a part of, which is Women with Healing Gifts. So much fun. And she's a coach, a mind reset and rewiring engineer, a spiritual scientist, and a healer. And through her podcast, which I was so like honored to get to have a conversation with her on, she also has designed courses, is a coach, a writer, and she really, her and I are very similar in that we have this like energy design essence to our work, and also this mindset reprogramming and spirituality, somatic therapy, energy work that we really, really love to, you know, design within our own lives, but also support other people in doing that same thing and helping our clients with limiting beliefs to really unleash their hidden potential. When I tell you the first time I met her and she told me what she did, I was like, me too. It was so cool. So we just have vibed on so many levels. And she, you know, not only does one-to-one coaching and group coaching, she is also a workshop facilitator and has her beautiful podcast, as I mentioned. And it's really, you know, for her about achieving a sustained greatness, and that each of us has the power within us to design and architect our destiny if we want to. So welcome. I'm so excited to have you and see where our conversation goes, because I know it's going to flow and just it's going to be the best time. So welcome.
Oh, Lauren, thank you. Those were very, very kind words. And it's such an honor to be here today with you. You're right. The last time we spoke, we left with some really nice memories, and I resonated a lot with what you stand for, and I think you got what I was talking about, and here we are, and it's such an honor to be here today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's, you know, one of these things where I think this is a good starting point for us to just chat about is, you know, we connected through this collaboration book, Women with Healing Gifts. And, you know, it was something that for me, the beginning of this year, I wanted to set an intention of writing more and really creating space for my own writing practice. And when I set that intention and like put that out into the universe, I had no idea that it would result in being a part of such beautiful collaborative pieces of writing. And to know that through that, I was so lucky to connect with yourself and so many other beautiful women is just like completely lost on me, because it really is more fantastic than I ever could have imagined. And so, you know, I just wanted to acknowledge that when we put ourselves in these places and spaces to let go of an idea of what something might look like, even more beautiful things can open up for us. And I know that is, you know, the essence of my work and your work. And so, you know, I would love to like hear more about your own writing practice and how maybe I know how I ended up contributing to this book, but for yourself, like, what was that journey like to being like, I'm going to contribute, you know, you've been a healer and sharing your healing gifts for so long, but to be able to share more about your story and write it and be a part of this book. What did that journey look like for you?
You know, I'm really happy to say that it's at number one today. Hooray for that.
Yay.
But starting off, I'd have to say that it was very, very difficult for me because I was actually going back to a place that I wasn't sure if I wanted to deal with anymore.
Mm.
It was something that I had kind of buried inside me. And I knew it was in there, but it was like, it was this thing that was like bubbling.
Yeah.
And, you know, if all of that came out nicely, what people don't know is the emotional turmoil that I went through, just remembering a lot of incidents from then. And it's not something that I really wanted to remember.
Mm.
But then I realized that that's actually the part of my healing. Because I took out each and every one of them and I dealt with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I sorted them out once and for all. And there have been so many times during that process that I thought, you know what? I can't do this. I wasn't sure whether I should speak about people. I wasn't sure whether I should speak about my childhood. I wasn't sure about if I should have been vulnerable because I felt that there was a very vulnerable side of me that came out through that writing.
Mm-hmm.
And many times I just said, no, I don't think I'm going to go ahead with this. And every time I spoke to Sally about it and Linda would be the one telling me like, no, you know, just let it out. If you want to cry, cry.
Yeah.
Just be done with it.
Yeah.
Just let it out. And I did not think that all of that was really inside me. And it took me forever to even get started writing that. I know it's just like one chapter, but that one chapter opened up a lot of things that I thought were sealed forever.
Wow.
But when I took each and every one of them out, I think I kind of dealt with each of them. And that's been a large part of my healing process as well.
Wow. And for those listening, just to quickly insert a nugget of information here, Sally and Linda are the publishers from Action Takers Publishing, which published the book. But it sounds like this was a very therapeutic experience from you and perhaps uncomfortable and unexpected. And I think uncomfortable and unexpected are often some of the most instrumental ingredients of growth and self-expansion and processing and healing. And you mentioned as well that, you know, you went back all the way to childhood. And, you know, just to, I don't know if you want to give us a little sneak peek, a little bit more of the context of your chapter. And, you know, what, I mean, not giving it all away, you guys need to buy the book, right? But but what was, you know, what were some of those things that were very instrumental or perhaps very unexpected when, you know, going through this writing process?
So the first thing that came to my mind was this journey that I've been through.
Mm.
I think during my childhood, like my parents kind of gave me everything,
mm-hmm.
but I still kind of felt a little neglected.
Mm.
Okay. And so it and then there were a few things that had happened like when I was a teenager that I did overcome. But the coping mechanism that I used at that time to be accepted was to be this crazy people pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the longest time, I kind of abandoned myself to make other people happy, just to be accepted
mm-hmm.
or to be connected. And I think there were a lot of things that I put up with, which made me very not authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was doing things for other people more than I was doing for myself because I had no idea what I wanted. It was more about what other people wanted.
Yeah.
And there was some amount of shame involved. there was some amount of conditioning that I had to break through. And I've lived on my own for a bit, and I've had to teach myself a lot of things, but I had to go to that entire other extreme to be able to, and also go through the other extreme as well, to be able to find my balance. And I think every decision through my childhood and through my early years were really based on other people's judgment.
Yeah.
And I did not have the faith in myself that I could do what I wanted to do. It was always about what other people thought. You know, their judgment was something that I really, really feared.
And was there something that was like this pivotal moment of like, my goodness, I reject, like this first moment where it's like you're rejecting the people pleasing? Or was there like a big like moment where you're like, I have to start listening to myself? Or was it something that you gradually started like realizing that perhaps there's a lot of misalignment here in how you're showing up and, you know, wanting to be more authentic, like showing up more authentically in your life? What was that experience like?
It wasn't an overnight thing. And I'd have to say that I fought it for the longest time because I was in corporate for 21 years and I'd had very good success. I had climbed the ladder. I was everything that people would say, you know, would be like somebody who would be very successful, yeah. Having a great career, a great family, you know, a lovely husband and son and everything. But I realized that a lot of things in my life were not planned as per what I wanted. And because I'd already reached that point of success, it was difficult for me to just let it go. I felt that my success and my value was connected to my job, my designation, and the paycheck that I was getting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even though I felt that I was not resonating with it anymore, I pushed myself, you know, to continue in that direction because I just kept thinking that, you know, who would want to do this? This is like suicide. Everybody wants what I have.
Yeah.
And why would I want to just give this up? So I thought it was a midlife crisis or whatever. So I kind of kept postponing this for a long time until about 2 years back. 2 years back is when I realized that none of this is what I'd planned for myself. And I was just fed up and I was dreading getting up and doing what I was doing because it was, you know, the way that, you know, people would want to live, you know, like getting up and going there and to have a team and whatever. But I was practicing healing, but I thought like I would, that was just a hobby. And this was about 10 years back after my son was born. I was like, what would you say? Like in the clinic, go and get certified for all of my healing practices because I just felt that it did not go with my corporate image. And then, you know, in a corporate environment, it's like you're expected to be tough, especially if you're a woman, you have to be even tougher because there's just very few of you. And, you know, pushing other people's dreams and not pushing my own dream, that is something that kind of hit me. So I was still questioning that and I did not take my leap of faith, you know, even though that had started. So I said, okay, fine, I'm going to study and maybe it's just a midlife crisis. I'm going to study and you know, maybe I need to upskill or something, I don't know, and maybe it'll pass. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Until this voice just kept getting louder and louder that maybe it is the healing it just got so loud that I couldn't ignore it anymore. And I started I'm a certified coach. I started my coaching journey last year. And I think after I finished that, there was no turning back. I knew that this is what I wanted to do, like till I want to do it, which it gives me a lot of gratification.
Wow. And it seems like, you know, eventually it became this thing that you just can't fight off anymore. But I love how, even though maybe that confidence wasn't there to like completely quit that corporate job 10 years ago and just like full on lean into this, you know, these healing gifts you have, you were still like doing it. You were still learning and expanding and exploring. And I want to hear, what were some of these first like practices that you began learning about all those 10 years ago?
So I started off with pranic healing, and pranic healing is, it's an ancient science where you work with your chakras and balancing and cleaning the energies of the chakras. So there are seven major chakras, and you can actually like even through distance, you can actually kind of balance people's chakras. So it's like a kind of a manipulation of energy. And so I started with that. And after that, I started like getting certified in that. And then I kept finishing a few levels. And at that time, I thought pranic healing was the only thing. And mm-hmm. then there were other things that came up. Like, it was not just pranic healing. There were other methods. There's like NLP, and there's EFT, and there's somatic therapy. So all of these, like, what I do is it's like a combination of all of these. What I do is I integrate them, and I apply it along with my coaching whenever it's required, for whomever it is required.
Yeah, that's the beauty, is there are so many tools that we can use and can continue to learn about. And just knowing that, you know, even myself, when I first became a hypnotherapist, it was like, I think I was still putting myself in a box of like, yeah, I'm a hypnotherapist. And now it's like the way that my own practice has expanded, how that's expanded into working with clients, whether it be, you know, also sharing somatic practices with them, or, you know, different tapping techniques, or, you know, understanding a bit more. And I'm still learning through this, is just like how within the chakras we, you know, can pick up on those different energies, whether it be shame or, you know, where they live differently within our energy, within our chakras, but even, you know, just a different, deeper level for me that I've been seeing such amazing, you know, results in my own mind, body, heart, ego, inner child, all those connections is just so impactful, and just all the different ways that we can really support ourselves and support others is just limitless, which is very
exactly cool. That's what I wanted to say. It's like endless, because yeah, the more I learn, I realize that there's so much more to learn.
Yes,
it's like I'm just finding out that there are so many more ways and so many other techniques and methods. Mm-hmm.
And the way we do it as individuals, as healers, can look very different, right? Is, you know, learning these things and being able to, you know, with our own energies and our own wisdom, you know, naturally like doing things differently or tweaking them is like the ultimate authenticity as well, and being able to show up for those that we're working with. And so it's just so inspiring to hear, you know, this energy architect was born 10 years ago, not just 2 years ago for you, right? It's just very cool.
Yeah, and, you know, that.
I want to talk about this name as well too, energy architect, because I love it. Love, love, thank love you. It. And so how did you decide like, this is how I'm ready to, you know, share with people and say like, energy architect, that's, you know, what I do. Was that something that just like was an instant download, or was something that you over time were, you know, navigating to like figure out how exactly you could share with people, you know, what it is that you do for their lives?
The story is actually pretty funny. So about, I told you that I said I was going to go and I went in, into this crazy study frenzy. And
right.
So I had joined the strategic digital marketing course. Okay. It's a post-graduation course from Great Lakes. And we had to do these assignments for digital marketing. And this was my assignment, actually. That's when that name came to me. I looked it up. I checked if anybody else had it. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to call it Energy Architect because that's what I do. I don't have one method to really help with, you know, through healing. There are so many methods, but the end result is to actually help people to design their destinies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to show people that they could take charge of their lives, and even if they've gone through so much of trauma or whatever it is, to not get stuck over there. That each of us has this power within us to be able to create this future and this life that we think we want for ourselves in a way we are designing it. Mm-hmm. And that is how Energy Architect actually started. I still wasn't serious about it. I thought, okay, that's a great name for that assignment. But that name just kept growing on me. And I realized that that's exactly what I do. And nobody else has that name. And that's the name. I fought for that name.
Mm.
I did.
And it also sounds like it picked you as well in the same essence of it.
Yeah. Yes. I'd say yes. Yes.
It's so neat. And I know, like, you know, within our realm of healing work, you know, and once we're amongst other healers or folks who have perhaps, you know, tried some of these different healing modalities and energy work, and, you know, it can be a very understandable, you know, name or kind of way to present your work. Do you find, like, I'm wondering if you have any funny stories of people just like totally misinterpreting what it is you do. I know a friend of mine who, you know, will tell people she's an energy worker and they think she works for like a hydro company,
yes.
Something.
Exactly. Yeah. Because energy, the immediate assumption is that it has to do with some kind of power or some kind of energy, like some solar something that has to do with energy, right? Yeah. It is. Everybody does ask me to explain that, Energy Architect. Everybody has complimented me on that name.
Yeah.
But I've also had to explain it as to why.
It's
some people just get it.
Yeah, it's a nice invitation for people to ask more about as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's so neat. So neat. So as we, you know, like as you have told your story, you know, in this book that we are both a part of, The Woman with Healing Gifts, which you mentioned is number one bestseller on Amazon. Yay. is there any other writing that you have planned for the future that you're kind of keeping close to your heart when it comes to, you know, sharing what it is you've been through, or any, you know, upcoming things that we can expect to be able to read from you? Because I'm so excited. I'm not only excited to have that book where we can learn about all different women, but I'm excited about yourself and all these other women, you know, what they're going to write about next, because these pieces in this book have, like you said, been so vulnerable and for myself also very therapeutic. So it's like exciting to perhaps envision where we could all go from here.
This particular venture that just happened, this particular book, Women with Healing Gifts, that had to do with me actually coming out of sorts.
Yeah.
You know, as a coach and a healer. And so I think that was one part of my life.
Yeah.
And I think the next part, and I do have plans of continuing with this, is probably about the future. And, you know, what could happen. So what just happened, and the next part would be you know, probably what could happen. And yeah, I do have plans. I haven't decided yet exactly what it's going to be, but yes, I do want to.
So I'm helping you plant these seeds.
Thank you.
I'm glad. But you know what? This is the really powerful thing about it is, you know, you also sharing how a lot of your life you were showing up in ways that you think you should based on societal norms. What was, you know, expected of you, of having this like beautiful dream life that still wasn't resonating with your heart, to going from that should state, like letting that should drive you to like what could be and what could be possible, is such a profound shift, right? Like I've gone through that as well. And it's something that I continuously look at is like, anytime there's a should that comes up, I'm like, wait a minute, that word should now is like on my radar, like crazy, of just like, if I hear it, if I think about it, I'm like, ding, 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 wait a minute, red flag. But it really becomes, you know, and, or it can become for those people who maybe are still operating in this place of should, it can be an invitation for you to really look at where there are things that you're doing out of people pleasing tendencies or societal pressure or other people's stories or expectations. So I love that you've shared that with us and really highlighted that, because it's so important. So thank you. And where can people find you? How can people, you know, begin to experience your energy architecture?
So they can reach me at nasira.com. And I also have my podcast called The Energy Architect. And that's going to be coming out soon. The details of that would be there in the website. So if they go to the website, then they would be able to, you know,
we'll have all the links too down below for sure. And I'm like so amazed that you were able to get your first name as a website. Like that is so cool. Nasira.com.
It was meant
like,
for me.
What?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
That is true.
Yeah.
It meant for me.
It meant for you. Another thing that was meant for you, right? It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Well, I can't wait
That's
to the podcast.
You start walking.
Yeah.
That's what they say. You just start walking and the path just reveals itself.
Absolutely. And I think that's, you know, I can't wait to listen to your podcast, because I know you have so many beautiful stories, more stories to share. And I know I was honored to be a guest on your podcast as well. So I can't wait till all those conversations and your sharings come out. I'm going to celebrate it so, so much. But thank you so much, Nasira, for joining
me
on Provoking Possibilities. It's been such an honor to connect with you again. And I can't wait till we connect for our next conversation, because I know it will be magic.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be here today. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
I am so excited to bring this little treat to you, because right now I am offering a buy one, get one offer for my private hypnosis happy hour sessions, which for two sessions is just $222, which is the price of one session on its own. So right now you can buy one, get one for the price of one, just $222 for two sessions. And within these hypnosis happy hour sessions, we can focus on whatever it is you want to show up with, whether you have a goal in mind or some sort of desire, and you feel like there's just blocks and limiting beliefs that are stopping you from actually going out there and following your intuition, or whether you're struggling to manage your time, your energy, to set boundaries, or want to just show up in the world a little bit differently than what you are right now. We can also figure out how to connect back to your intuition a little more, listen to the whispers of your mind, and do some work with your nervous system and just feeling comfortable and safe in your body. We can focus on letting go of old stories, rewriting your beliefs, reprogramming those beliefs, and just really visualizing what your idea of success could look like in whatever it is you're going through at the moment. So do know that there will be a limited amount available, but you can book these sessions all the way through to the end of the year. So right now you can visit my website, lauren-best.com, and book those sessions through there, or follow the link below and you can get access directly to that BOGO offer for Private Hypnosis Happy Hour, which will be two sessions for $222. So make sure you don't miss out, and I cannot wait to support you to really connect to your subconscious mind and see where the session might take you. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey of exploring new possibilities and embracing your most authentic self. I appreciate you and your willingness to open your mind and your heart to new ideas and ways of being that are beyond your current reality. So if you found value in this episode, please take a moment to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast. Your support helps us to spread the message of compassion, self-discovery, and personal growth to more people who may benefit from it. And if you're looking for additional support on your journey of self-discovery and transformation, I invite you to visit my website at lauren-best.com, where you'll find resources, courses, and coaching services to help you navigate life's challenges with more ease and joy and confidence and support. So please check that out. And more than anything, I hope you'll remember that you're not alone on this journey. We are all in this together. And by embracing our most authentic selves, we can create more compassion and connection to the world. So please keep dreaming, keep exploring, and keep provoking possibilities with love and intuition. I'll be back soon with more thought-provoking questions, inspiring stories, and powerful insights and conversations to support you on your journey. But until then, take care of yourself and others, and remember that you are worthy of love and possibility.